Hare Krishna. So now let's see how actually Ashtanga Yogi starts practicing these different things given in this particular procedure of Ashtanga Yoga. Shloka number 11 and 12. Shuchau deshe pratishthapya sthiram asanam atmanah natya uchitram nati nicham chaila jina kushottaram tatraikagram manah kritva yatha chittendriya kriyah upavishyasane yunjad yogam atma vishuddhaye. Now here, entire process is given of Ashtanga Yoga, what the person should start doing. Very, very basic. The first step is given here. What is that? First, to practice yoga, what is one supposed to do? First, it's given that pratishthapya asanam atmanaha. He should go first to a secluded place. In the previous shloka we saw, right? Secluded place. Rahasi sthitaha ekaki. He should alone go to a secluded place, and thereafter going, what he is supposed to do? He is supposed to set his own asana, atmanaha, his own asana. How should be the asana? Here it is given. First, chailajina. He has to put a deer skin, and after that, he should put a soft cloth on that. And what else? Kushottaram. Then we have to lay, or that person will lay, the kusha grass. Now, one thing the person should take care is, nati uchitram, the asan that is there, it shouldn't be too high. It's like very, very fluffy. It shouldn't be too fluffy. What will happen if it is fluffy? He'll go to sleep sitting on that. And then nati nicham, it shouldn't be too low also. If it is too low, it will be very uncomfortable. So this soft cloth, or no, deer skin, soft cloth, and the kusha grass that is there, it shouldn't be too high or it should be too low. And then it is given that next thing that the person should do is, by the way, all these things should be in shaucha deshe. It should be in a sacred place. Now it shouldn't be like, you know, the person is going to a dirty place and trying to sit and meditate. No, that is not possible. So this very, very important, shucha deshe. The person should be doing all these things in a clean place, in a secluded place. And after that, the yogi should sit. On this particular asana. How? Very firmly. So he should make sure that he sits upavishyasane. So he should sit on the asana. How? Sthiram. Firmly. And after that, what he is supposed to do? Practice yoga. Yunjad yogam. He start practicing yoga. For what? Atma vishuddhaye. To purify one's own self. And how it can be done? Now the process is given. Now he has to do what? Control. Yata chittendriya kriyaha. He should control what? He should control his mind. He should control his senses and his activities. Chitta, indriya and kriya. He should control all these three. And another very important thing he should do is tatra ekagram manah kritva. He should fix his mind on one point. You know, reading all this is only so tiresome. Just imagine doing it. Yes. Let's see some of it. One important thing, you know, we need to understand here, the word atmanaha is used, that he should make his own asana. Why it is said so? Because a yogi shouldn't share some of his personal belongings. Like for example, asana, then kamandalu is there, cloth is there. So all that shouldn't be shared. So he should have his own personal thing. Because if it is shared, you know, then you know, it might become dirty and you know, he might not get it when he wants it or whatever. So it shouldn't be shared. He should have his own asana. So the word atmanaha used. And now shuchau deshe, sacred place. Let's talk about that. Shuchau deshe, sacred place, refers to places of pilgrimage. In India, the yogis, the transcendentalists or the devotees all leave home and reside in sacred places such as Prayag, Mathura, Vrindavan, Rishikesh and Haridwar. And in solitude, practice yoga where the sacred rivers like Yamuna and Ganges flow. So this is called as, you know, sacred place. Sacred place or divine place is the place where the divine personality has performed his pastimes. Like for example, Vrindavan. So in Vrindavan, Lord Shri Krishna, you know, he firstly appeared, he did his various pastimes, he walked at that place, he did all the possible masti there, everything is done. He has rolled in the ground, you know, in that dust of Vrindavan. And his pure devotees, they have walked in that place, and even now, till date, people are walking there. And the river Yamuna that is there, Krishna used to have his Jalakrida, various pastimes in the water. Just imagine how potent this place will be. So, sacred place, whenever we say, a place like Mathura, Vrindavan, and all those places, where Lord has personally appeared and he has done his pastimes. So, sometimes people ask, why is it that these places are very potent? Because of these activities, which Krishna himself has done. So, these places become very, very potent. In fact, when we go to that place, we can feel that spiritual vibration. Because till date, so many sadhus go to that place, they settle there, and what do they do settling there? They just do devotional service. Then so many people chanting Hare Krishna, just imagine. It is said, anyone who goes to such place, even if he's an atheist, he'll become a devotee and come back. Devotee and come back, I'm not sure, but surely he'll become a devotee because he might stay there forever. But often this is not possible, especially for Westerners. The so-called yoga societies in big cities may be successful in earning material profit, benefit, but they are not at all suitable for the actual practice of yoga. Now see, when we say, I am doing yoga, we should think twice now before using this word yoga. Doing some asanas here and there without taking bath is not yoga. Just imagine here, so many things are there. Then the person can be called as a hatha yogi or ashtanga yogi. He has to do all these things. And then he can be called like that. So nowadays these modern yoga clubs and all these things which are there, they are just meant, those are just livelihood of some people. Okay, no problem. Those asanas and things like that helps to maintain the health. But then one thing we have to understand, that is not yoga. That is just asana, doing some exercise for the body. That will not help us to realize Krishna. So Ashtanga Yogi does lots of hard work. One who is not self-controlled and whose mind is not undisturbed cannot practice meditation. So what happens in all these modern yoga schools? They play a nice music, and hearing that music, people very nicely they do yoga. Here it is an undisturbed mind. Undisturbed mind, focused. And the person should be alone. And here we have time slots, right? Where from this to this hour, this to this hour. So like some people will come, or tens and fifteens of people will come there. And they'll all do yoga on their yoga mat. So it's not yoga mat. What is recommended here? We need soft cloth, deer skin and kusha grass. And on that alone, you should practice. No one should be there around. So after understanding all this, we should be very clear. Ashtanga yoga is not meant for me. Because I am a Kali Yuga Jiva. A Kali Yuga Jiva's mind is always disturbed. There is no place of seclusion. Even if we go to a secluded place, maybe the first thing that we will do before sitting on the asana is open the mobile phone, check the WhatsApp, update the WhatsApp status. Now I'm sitting on my asana to start Ashtanga Yoga. So we are Kali Yuga Jivas, contaminated souls. We cannot actually do all this. So we have a very simple solution. Here it is given. What is that? In Brihannaradiya Puran it is said that for Kali Yuga, people are short-lived. That is, alpayu, slow in spiritual realization, manda, and always disturbed by various anxieties, upadrita. And the best means of spiritual realization is what? Chanting the holy names of the Lord. So it is said, Harer nama, Harer nama, Harer namaiva kevalam, kalau nasteva, nasteva, nasteva gatiranyatha. In this age of Kali, which is the age of quarrel and hypocrisy, it is said that the only means of deliverance is chanting of the holy name of the Lord, chanting of the holy name of the Lord, chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Harer nama, Harer nama, Harer nama eva kevalam, only. And now after telling this only, three times repeating the same thing, again it is said what? Kalau, nasteva. There is no other way. Nasteva, nasteva, nasteva. There is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way apart from this. Three times it is said. It is not some TV serial, where three times something is said. No, the person just does dush, dush, dush. Not like that. Here, three times means what? Three times means emphasis. There is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. If we want to get rid of this quarrel and hypocrisy age, and if we want to break the cycle of birth and death and go back home, back to Godhead. So what are we supposed to do? Chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, very, very intensely every single day. For this, we don't need deer skin, we don't need soft cloth, we don't need kushagras, and it's not that we have to go to some place of seclusion. We can sit with devotees in circle, on a mat, any mat, and we can keep Tulasi in between, and all of us can sit in circle and chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in ecstasy with everyone. This is how simple Bhakti Yoga is, and this is what will work in the age of Kali Yuga. To understand more how Ashtanga Yoga is not practical for us, let's see a few more shlokas in the next video. Hare Krishna.